Okay, Rabbi Sholim, are you here?
Nun Aleph
Amud Beis. We're learning the Mishnah. We're going to go very quickly. We're going to look like a balabas.
The
first was the coin was mahalach and the heichel until he comes between the two poroiches. There's a double poroiches in the Bayis Sheni. The distance between the two parochis is one amma.
Which went from the floor to the top, to the ceiling.
Rabbi Yosi Merlo, Hoysa Shamel Parochis Achas, only one parochis, Bilvach Nemar, as says in the passage, Vizilacham Parochis, Lachem Ben Akkadish, Ben Akkadish Kadoshim. Rabbi Yosi says, no such as only one parochis. Shapir Kamuler Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi is correct. There's only one parochis. Rabbanon Amri Lachlebon will answer you. Hanimil the Mishkan. When was it true there was only one parochis in the Mishkan? But Mikdosh Sheni came to Lohava Hava Amma. Came since the came of the Mikdosh Sheni. Cave on the law, have you? The bias rishon had a wall.
Had a mishkan, but then he leaves out mishkan. He doesn't talk about the first bias mishkan.
Right. So the first bias mishkan was a little bit different because the first bias had a wall. It did have a wall, and in the wall was a door, and in the door was a curtain. So indeed, there was one curtain.
How thick was the wall?
Exactly one amma.
Okay.
And there, the one amma was able to hold because the one amma, the ceiling was only 20 ammas tall. Shabbikam lo Rabbi Yosi Rabban v'harban amma lo chani milu b'mishkan. Avol b'yesing a very good kasha. Yes, your Yisrael Zev, you really ask a very good kasha. Why does he only say the mishkan? Why does he say the bias rishon? Gvald go kasha. Chani milu b'mishkan. Avol b'mikta sheni. Kevon deloy havai. Avol b'mikdash sheni. I'm confused over here. The mikdash sheni. Kevin deloy havia. How do you read this over here? How we this yesterday?
Yeah.
How can I say? I don't know what I'm saying over here. Hani mili b'mikdash sheni. Sheboy noise ben chalal hechal lechalal kodesh kadosh and makom bruch v'amah cave lehavi amah traksin. There was not in that place the amah trak. That's the name of the wall. Okay, in the koysel the lehavi amah traksin. Uve mikdash rishon hu dehavai. Oh, because we are discussing the mikdash rishon. Let's review again. Shapir Kamale, Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi is a very good kash on the Rabban. Why is the taka so that the Rabban said there are two curtains? There should only be one curtain, as it says in the pasuk. Does not say the parochos, the parochos. So Rabban Amrilach will answer you. Hani mil b'mishkan, aval b'mikdash sheni in the bayis sheni. Kevon since the loy havai amotraxin. Period. There was no amateraxin.
But
now, what does it mean amateraxin? The word traxin means a mechitza.
Let's see Rashi.
Rashi, very good. Amateraxin. Kach nikres. That's what it's called. Kleisel mechitza. Shehifsik b'mikdash rishon. Oh, that's the name of the wall. In the bayis sheni, there was no wall. There was no wall.
But there was two parochis in.
Oh, so
the mikdash rishon was two parochis in.
No, the mikdash rishon was a wall. That's exactly the point. The word amateraxin means a stone wall. In the bayis sheni.
And separately, there was a parochis by the kachikam.
Oh, Shlomi Rabinowitz is back. Look at him. He looks like a million bucks. He looks like a million bucks. He got out of the country right before the elections, right before the new government came into play. Welcome. I can't hear you. Need the microphone.
Mazel tov, Ephraim, on your wedding.
My wedding? Oh, my brother. My brother. You went to the wedding? You went?
No, I didn't go to your wedding.
How do you even know that my brother made a wedding?
He's a Rebbe with my son-in-law.
Right. Your son-in-law? Which son-in-law?
So this is the case.
Eliezer Williams.
It's
interesting.
Doesn't he teach in Yeshiva Merkas Atayra?
Williams.
In this case. Yeah, he teaches Merkas.
That's where my son-in-law's
already. Oh.
I know somebody west.
Ah, a landsman. Oh, look at that. A landsman. Wow, it's a small world. So he went to the wedding? You brought your brother-in-law?
I don't know. He didn't tell me, but he told me that there is a wedding.
Ah. Interesting. Okay.
He didn't put the two and two together.
He didn't put the two and two together.
I'm saying we didn't. You and I didn't put two and two together. They're in the same yeshiva.
All right, let's learn. We're going to learn over here. We're doing the Mishnah Daf Nun Aleph on the base. We're going to have to start again because Shlomo Ben Yehuda is coming to the base Medrash. Nachamol. The Mishnah over here says, Hoya Mahalach Bechel Ad Shemigiri Lebein Shtei HaParoichas. The Kohen Gadol is now about to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's about to be marked there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Bekateris. He walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How does he get there? He has to walk between the two Parochas, two curtains. What was the gap between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Exactly one Amba. Rabbi Yosef says no such thing. In the Bayis Sheni, there was only one curtain because the Gzeres HaKosev, lo, hois Hashem el Pareches Achas, only one curtain. Why? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Bilvad, Shenemar, Vivdila HaPareches Lachem in HaKadosh and HaKadosh HaKadoshim. Good. Frak the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef is correct. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says there's only one pareches that's ma'ad bin HaKadosh bin HaKadosh HaKadoshim. How then will the Rabbanim make sense out of this Mishnah? Why then do the Rabbanim hold that there's a double curtain and an Amma in between? Shapir kamul luhu Rabbi Yosef Rabbanim. The Rabban answer, the Rabban Amar will answer you as follows. Hani Mili, when is there going to be one pareches that's only be Mishkan? Avol b'mikdasheni, kevon d'loy havai amot teraxin. Stop. What is an amot teraxin? An amot teraxin is a stone wall. It's a stone wall. And as we were explaining, our Rishol Zev explained to us, it's a stone wall, and in between the stone wall is what? A door. A gateway, a door. And in the door there was a parochas also.
That's how they went through the...
into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a stone wall. And in the stone wall, there was an opening that was 20 amas, that was 10 amas wide and 10 amas tall. This is 10 amas, it was a small door.
10 by
10. And in that door, after you open up the door, there's a parochas. Just like on the Aron HaKodesh, there's a door and a parochas.
That parochas belonged to the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
No, that parochas was smack in the center. It didn't make a difference, but that parochas was smack in the center because there was a brick wall. Since it was a stone wall, the stone wall took up one amma. In the Bayis Rishon, there was a stone wall that was a thickness of one amma that was mafsig mavdil ben HaKodesh or ben HaKodesh HaKadoshim. In the middle of that stone wall, there was a Pesach, an opening that was 10 ammas by 10 ammas. And in the center of that Pesach was a curtain. Now, in the Bayis Sheni, there was no stone wall. There was no stone wall in the Bayis Sheni. There was no Amma Teraxin. Why not? Because the height of the Bayis Sheni was greater, was taller, was 40 Amas tall. Godol yeh kvoid ha-Bayis fa'achar min ha-Rishon. It was a taller Bayis. It was higher. And because it was higher, the wall would not be able to stand. If you would put us of the same wall that was one Amma thick, to call the separate between the Kodesh.
And how tall was the Bayis Rishon?
About 20 amas. 20 amas.
And this was 40 amas.
40. It was a 40 or 30. It was either 40. I don't remember. 40
and
30.
And since the amas would not hold.
No, it would not. The wall would not be able to stand. So it was such a high.
But 20. Yes.
Yes. Of course.
Why 40? Not if it's.
Why it's just too high. It's just too high. I think it was 20. Maybe it was 30. I don't remember.
And because it was thick, an amas, it doesn't.
It's not going to be enough. An amas not able to collapse.
It could only stand only if it's much wider.
Right. And but they could not make it wider because it was a Ruach HaKodesh that the Kodesh had to be exactly 20 and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 and therefore you had no yeah it was 20 I'm sorry it was 20 the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 by 20 and the outside was 60 by 20 and therefore you cannot make it one amma more, so they could not put a wall in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What then did they do? They had to mark off where it ends, but they did not know where to put the pareches. The pareches is very, very thin. The pareches is very thin, and amma is very thick, and the pareches is very thin. So should we put the pareches along the outer edge, or should we put the pareches of the wall where the wall used to be? Where should you put the? The wall is very thick. Should I put the pareches over here, or should I put it over here? So because they did not know where to put the pareches, they don't know where the kedush differ. Therefore, they had no choice but to make a double pareches. Cave in the
balmigosh. Each one on each edge.
Yes.
As if there was an amma there.
Exactly, to mark
so
off
that
amma.
For one parochas, it was...
In between
was
one
and
the other.
An
was, yes, exactly. I came to have amma teraxin. There was no amma teraxin. Rashi, what's amma teraxin? Kach nikreis chayitz l'mechitza. It's a chayitz l'mechitza, so a brick wall. Shevsik b'mikdash rishon. Av b'mikdash sheni shachayitza gvoya. It was higher. There's a toast in the dufus. It's not 100 amas. No such thing. It wasn't. Look at Oiz Beis. Oiz Beis says, Gogaris Mem, 40. It was 40 amas tall. Okay, like I said, yes, I was correct. 40 amos tall. The height of the ceiling in the Bayis Sheni was 40 amos tall. If you want to know why, I have a whole... There's a Vilna Goyin. There's a Moira de Vilna Goyin, but not for now. To explain to you why the Bayis Rishon was 10 and why the Bayis Sheni was 40. Another time I'll explain Amma. I'll show you Gavoya, Mem Amma. Loi Asu, Lefish Lohoya, Uvya El Amma. You only can make the thickness one Amma. The Eni Yechol Amma, Begoyva Amma. Begoyva Mem Amma. And there is no way it can possibly stand when it's Mem Amma. Well, how did the printers make a mistake when we have the word Mea? Because there was originally the letter Mem. Mem means 40, yeah, yeah. And they thought Mem stood for 100. Mea. Mea. Mem is the list. That's they made a toss, and they spelled it out. Kol HaMoisif Gorea. Mem means 40. Ulohoisif al Ovyo Ef should look Siva Kobuk Sabian Hashem Allah his skill. So Vaiter in the Gemara. So what then they're going to do?
What is it? Ulohoisif Loiven. Or to make it thicker.
You can't make it thicker. You're not allowed to because the Ruach HaKodesh. So therefore, what are you going to do? We have al Midlash Shem Shkim Lohoisif al Amatraxin. Over Mikdash Rishon. And now the Gemara over Mikdash Rishon. Who the Havai it was. The Istapka Luhul Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan had a Safik. Big. Dush day,
by
the sanctity, because it really comes out. What really comes out is that the entire span of the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 60 plus 20 plus 1 is 81. The length of the Heichel is 60. The length of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20, but in between
and the length of the Kodesh,
the 20.
And the
that is the kachak hashem. The kachak
hashem. What about the heichol?
The heichol is 60.
That's 80.
60. It's 80. But in between the heichol and the kodesh hakodashim is one.
1 hour.
So it's really 81.
Correct.
It's 81. So now when they're not going to make a wall, they're going to put a curtain. They do not know where to put the curtain. So they put it at 61. Or should they put it at 60? If you put it at 61, you're making the heichol a little bit larger. If you put it at 60, you're going to make the Kodesh HaKadoshim into 21. So they did not know what Kedusha does that wall have. Does that wall have the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And then they can put the Parechas closer to the Heichel.
And that was only by Bayis Sheni.
Only by Bayis Sheni, because by it wasn't Nogea. By the Bayis Rishon, it was a brick wall. It was a brick wall.
And where did they put the Parechas?
In the center.
The center of the Amma?
No, the Bayis Rishon, it was a wall.
There was no
wall.
By the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
There was a door. There's a wall, and in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a door.
Right.
And when you open up the door, there's a curtain hanging down the center, smack down the center. It doesn't make a difference because
in the center of the
Amma. Right.
Like
because
a half Amma.
Right.
Okay.
Because there's a thick wall. The wall separates the two.
I understand.
So where was there a curtain in the door frame?
Inside the door. Yes, inside the door. It has to be a curtain. We have a Messiah. That's why the Urna Kodesh.
The curtain was halfway.
Was smack in the center. It doesn't make a difference because since they were separated, the separation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Bayis Rishon was a thick wall. 10 amos of that, or maybe.
Why did they need a parachas altogether?
Because there's a Messiah. Because it says in the pasuk, stay in the Torah. It says in the Torah Hakadosh, "V'hivdila ha'poreches lachem min haKodesh u'bein Kodesh Hakadoshim." It's a gzeres hakosef. There must be a poreches. It's a gzeres hakosef. "V'hivdila ha'poreches lachem min haKodesh u'bein Kodesh Hakadoshim." In the Bayis Rishon, what separated was a wall. There was a wall. In the wall was a doorway. In that doorway is where you were mekayim the gzeres hakosef v'hivdila ha'poreches lachem min haKodesh u'bein Kodesh Hakadoshim. It doesn't matter.
So you tell me after 60 amos, that's when the wall started.
Right. That's when the wall started.
So and technically then, it was 81 amos.
Exactly.
On.
If you would measure from end to end, inside would be 81 because you have to include... You have to include the thickness of the
right.
wall.
By
Sheni, there's no wall. So now you want to put a curtain. So where are you going to put the curtain? The curtain only takes up a mashu. So you put the curtain at the end of 60, which is going to mean that you're going to be giving the Kodesh HaKadosh, not 20, you're going to give it 21.
Not 21, a mashu. You said the parochas was just...
The parochas only takes... The wall, an amma is a lot. It's 2 feet of an amma. A parochas takes up a mashu.
There was no wall by Bayis Rishon.
There was in the Bayis Rishon a wall.
I'm sorry?
In the Bayis Rishon, there was a wall.
But Bayis Rishon, there wasn't.
No wall, exactly.
So they put two.
So they have to make an artificial wall.
How do you put an artificial wall?
So you put a curtain.
A curtain?
A curtain. And how much space does the curtain take up?
So one second. By Shane, it was still 81.
Yes, there was still 81.
It was
yes.
An imaginary.
So
a
the
wall,
question
where the
is,
wall used to be.
Right, you put up two curtains to mark off where the wall is.
Yeah. So why? Because if you put only one curtain, what's the
problem? Because they don't know where to put the curtain. Because if you're going to put the curtain along the edge.
No, in the middle, down in the middle.
No,
the
then half at head, then you also you're giving, that means you're giving, that's for sure no good.
And what about when there was a wall? Then, since you couldn't see it? Then,
no, the wall separated the two. The wall separated. This is where the Heichel, this is where the Heichel ends. Right. And the, on the
but
other
now,
side is the Kodesh
HaKadosh.
Now there's no wall. So you're creating a wall. How are you creating the wall? You're making it with curtains. So where are you going to put the curtain? You can put the curtain.
Oh,
you're
going to
put the curtain in the center. That's for sure no good. Because you're now making it 60 and a half.
If you put it right by after 60, then you give them cut.
Oh, exactly.
Bal Tosif. Hakol b'chsad miyad Hashem. By the end, then you're giving 61 amas.
Gvaldik.
So you put two curtains.
See, he jumps from Yisrael Zev. When he understands something, his whole neshama comes out.
So the two curtains is like a wall from both sides. I got it.
You see, he gets excited. Where do you have a daf yomi in the whole cloud show?
By
the way, by the way, it sounds
very svaridic, these two paroikas.
See?
No, the anfas is very passion, very logical.
Now let's look at Balabasco, very quick. So the Ephraim said, the stable rabbanim gedushin im kolav chulim gelochun zavish tei parechas. Next gemara, turn rabban, new gemara. Bein amizvech lemizorach hayomahalach hayomahalach. Here's the issue. Where did he walk? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, may I marry Ben Shochel Mizbech?
So one second, forgive me, Mr. Rabbi Yossi. He still says that by Shaining there was one Parashas.
Everyone agrees that no, right, correct. Right.
So he said there was always one Parashas.
Where they put it then? Where they put it?
Yenei, according to Rabbi Yossi.
It's Gval HaKasha. You know the answer is Kasha? The $6 million kasha. I don't know where did they put the parechas according to the Rabbanan. It probably says
such
somewhere.
An obvious kasha.
But there's so many oisias ketanis. I can't read so much. Vayta Tan Rabbanan new Gemara ben hamizbeach leminoira hayimahalech in the mizbeach leminoira hayimahalech. Dev Rabbi Yehuda Meir. Oh, so you have to understand over here. You really need a picture. That where is the menorah? The menorah is on the Dorayim.
Yes.
Make believe you're going to the Kodesh HaKadosh.
Dharam is north.
Dharam is south. South. Dharam is south.
I'm sorry,
south. Make believe you're going into the Kodesh HaKadosh. When you go to the Kodesh HaKadosh,
it's on your right side or left side?
The left. The menorah is on the left. The left.
One second. So south is always on the left side.
I got the picture. I know the picture.
One second. When you're facing this way, south is always the left side.
Yes. Yes. And the menorah is on the right. You're going into the Kurdish. No, what did I just say? What did I just say? Because I cared. The left. The menorah is on the right. The right.
Haroitza
lahachkin yadrin. The menorah is on the left. Haroitza lahachkin yadrin.
So north is always on the left.
North is on the right.
South is on the left.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Haroitza, the Rav.
And north is
look,
on the right.
It's just there.
The Rav.
This is Mizrach.
No, but this is Mizrach. This is not a good. This
I know.
We
this
have to look
really
Myrav. The opposite. Haroitza.
The
Western Wall. Right. But let's now make believe that we're.
Oh, you're
that
right,
we're
the
let's
Western
now
wall.
Make believe we're coming into the Kodesh HaKadosh. We're walking. We're in the Heichel. We're
so
facing
the
west. East. We're coming from Harazesim. We're coming from Harazesim. We're going into the Heichel. So on our left side is the Menorah. On the right side is the Shulchan.
Right.
In the center is the Mizbeach.
Right.
When I want to go now into the Kodesh HaKadosh,
so south is always on the left side.
Okay. It all depends where you're looking, which direction you're looking at.
West.
You're looking west. So then the south is on the left.
So
the left.
Okay, south is on the
left, and that's where the menorah is.
And north is on
and
the
north
right.
is on the right, and that's where the shulchan is.
Yeah.
That's exactly where the shulchan. Right,
the smack is in the middle.
The smack in the center.
What
so now,
that? So south is on the right, and
yes,
and north
no,
is on
no,
the left.
No. South is on the left. South is on the left.
And what was on the left?
The menorah. The menorah is on the left.
Yeah.
The menorah is on the left, and
who's
the right is the shulchan. Now, when you're going into Kodesh HaKadoshim, now the question, you have to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Are you going to go to your left to get in, or are you going to the right? How are you going to get in?
You bear left.
Torn Rabbanon, Ben HaMizbeach, this is the Mizbeach HaZov. Ben HaMizbeach, Limonoira. Torn Rabbanon, we're going to go quick. Nun Alpha, Amaz. Ben HaMizbeach, Limonoira. Oh, so that which are you bearing to the left? You're going, the Mizbeach is in the center. And the menorah hazov, it's in the heichel, it's smack in the center. So when you're going to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh, you're going to bear to your left. if you're walking in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, that means you're on the left side. If you were between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, you'd be on the right side.
That means you're going from left.
I'm bearing left.
I'm bearing left.
Between the Mizbeach and the Menorah is the left.
Yeah, so that means you're going from... It's
going to take too long, because my own picture is tough. Turn on the Gemara 20 times. The Gemara with the Tanis, it'll take forever. Right, turn up on I'm being the Mizbeach and the Menorah.
The Menorah is always on the right?
No, the Mizbeach is in the center. The Mizbeach is in the center. Okay, we have to illustrate this. Let me get all of... One second. Let me get two boxes. All right, Michelle Zeth, here we go. Here. Kodesh HaKadoshim. Good. Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the Mizbeach. Now we have to make a notation. And the one that's going to be flat is going to be the Shulchan, the table to put down something on, and this is going to be the Menorah.
So when you came in,
here's the Mizbeach, and this is the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
One second, where you're facing Marv, yeah? One second, and this is Marv, yeah?
This is Marv, right now, here.
I'm facing Marv now, yeah?
No, I'm making this Marv now. Make it easy for all of us, okay? Okay, here, you see these two tissue boxes?
Yeah.
This is the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Yeah.
The Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah. This is the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
This is
Mizbeach Hoiva.
Mizbeach Hanachoiva. No, Hazov. Mizbeach Hazov. The Ketores. What's this? This is the Menorah. Read the Menorah.
And what is that? And that's south or north? And that's north or south?
South.
Yeah.
South.
South.
So that means Tzofen.
You see the tzitzis?
I'm sorry, that's Darim.
This is the Menorah. The seal is the wick.
Why don't you show him a picture? I don't understand.
Because I don't have a picture, and my Gemara that has a picture is wasted time. I have to turn it around 20 times. It's going to take forever.
I see. And he can't see the camera.
No, he can't. No. He cannot see your screen. He cannot see your screen. It's not going to work. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. Okay. You see, this is the wicks. The wicks. The wicks. This is the menorah. And this is the shulchan. Food. We have some food over here.
So the Mizbeach was always south then.
Yeah.
No, the Menorah is always south.
Yes. Now, here is the Mizbeach. If I'm going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim,
what's this, by the way?
Shulchan.
Sorry.
We need some food. You have some food to put down over there. This is the Shulchan. This is the Shulchan. We have Shulchan, and he has some delicacies on the other side of the Mizbeach. This is the Shulchan. Yeah. You look, here's the wicks. This is the wicks.
Yeah.
And this is the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
Now, when you're going over here to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you're going to be walking in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah,
yeah.
So you're on the left side.
Correct.
If you're walking in between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, right, you're on the right side. So back to the Gemara. Turn Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon. Bein HaMizbeach LeMenorah. Hayim Halach Divrei. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Ben HaShulchan LeMizbeach.
On the left side.
Rabbi Meir, says Ben HaShulchan LeMizbeach. He says, no, you go between the Shulchan you go on the right side.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the Yesham, some say Ben Shulchan LeKoysel. Some say you go between the Shulchan and the Koysel. Between here and here. Where your fingers are.
Where your fingers are.
A small amount?
What?
How wide was it?
Not too wide. Yeah, two amos. Very small. Very
away from the
just a beer.
The Menorah was also about two amos.
Same exact distance. Yeah, same distance. Bein Shulchan LeKaisel Man Yesh. Three opinions.
So he said, who's this Yeshayim?
Man Yeshayim. Omer Avchisa Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi. How many curtains were there? Rabbi Yosi says
two.
One. Rabbi Yosi says one curtain. Rabbi Yosi the Yomar Pischa Bitzafa in Kai. If the opening was on the north side, Kai. In other words, if you have only one paroiches, so then how do you? It's only one curtain, so the curtain goes from the curtain opens on this side. So therefore, you go along the wall in between the shulchan until you get to the paroiches. Now, remember, Rabbi Yehuda or Malach.
You have to
only one. It's like here when you open the paroiches. Where's the paroiches? Which one is the bukhar? This, by the way, when you have a shul, which side do you open the paroiches from?
From the right.
From left to right or right to left?
Right to left.
You go from right. Why? Why do you go from right to left? Just like the paroiches, you see, if you have only one paroiches, beferish Gemara, if you have only one paroiches, you go on the right side.
Okay.
So this Gemara is a very relevant Gemara for a Gabbai Rabbeinu Yisrael Liman is the Gabbai in Spink, and he will tell you that when you give psicha, they open up the pareches from the right to the left. What's the makar? What's the makar from right to left? Daf nun aleph omud beis in Masechta Yoma. According to the Yesh Oimrim is Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is only one pareches. So the Gemara says that you walk along the northern wall until you get all the way to the front of the Maariv, and then you go. That's where the opening was. Why was that the opening? Because we have a curtain. You go. Your opening is on the right side.
By north.
You open the curtain by pulling it from right to left. So Sholim, you hear? You hear what we're saying over here? The makar. Are you there? Oh no. Oh no. We lost him. Weiter.
Right here.
Oh.
I'm right here.
Good. So therefore, that's according to that Pischa b'tzofen koi. Okay, this is the makor. It's a very important makor in the Beis HaKnesses. That's why they do it like that. Rabbi Yehuda amalach, he says no. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says pischa b'dorim koi. Oh, machlokes. Rabbi Yosi says the pischa was b'dorim koi, was on the southern side. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you do? He says you go and you walk through. It's not a rival. We have to explain this. What does Rabbi say? He says you go between the mizbeach. The Gemara doesn't explain between the mizbeach and the menorah. You're going this way because there are two curtains. We'll see in one moment. Rabbi Meir commands you. What does Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says you walk in between here and there. Let's say a few more lines. We'll come back later. Rabbi Meir suffer commands you like. Ik Rabbi Yehuda Sriulei nail Rabbi Yehuda. Ik Rabbi Yosi Sriulei nail Rabbi Yosi. Le'olam Rabbi Yosi Sriulei. He holds like Rabbi Yosi, who says there's only one paroiches. The amalcha shulchanos tzafon v'dorim munachin. The shulchan was set up mitzafon l'dorim. Umafsikolei shulchan v'loy misalolei. He says the reason why you don't go do that. Nachamal. I lost the place over there. Rabbi Yosi Sriulei. The amalcha will tell you shulchanos was set up from tzafon l'dorim. The amalcha will tell you shulchanos. The amalcha will tell you shulchanos was set up from tzafon l'dorim munachin. He says, "Azoy, the shulchan was like this. How is the shulchan set up? This direction.
How is it relevant how the shulchan was set up?
Because there's no space between the wall and the edge of the shulchan. If the shulchan is set up,
had there been space, he would have done. Like
yes, Rabbi Yosi." Because there's only one curtain.
But because there's no space, because it goes all
then you have no choice. Yeah, right.
If the shulchan is faced, then there's no space.
There's no space between make-believe.
Didn't we say that was part of Halacha Moshe Sinai? It has to be two amos.
Only if it's like this. There's no Halacha Moshe Sinai. If this is the wall, if your Gemara is the wall, and the shulchan is like this, it goes all the way to the wall.
And then where would you have to go?
Then the only way is you can go in between. You go like this. There's only one curtain. Because Rabbi Yosi holds only one curtain.
How the shulchan was positioned?
Yes. Machlokes. It was like this. The shulchan was like this. The menorah was like this. Or was it like this and like this? The Rambam paskins, the Hiram paskins. The shulchan was like this, and the menorah. No, the shulchan was like this, and he's making a compromise. The Rambam.
Yeah.
The Rambam says the shulchan was like this. He holds with that. That's a different. The whole of machlokes. Exactly how they were positioned. But the Gemara here is telling us now we have. So let's go back. According to Rabbi Yehuda says that you go to the left. Why? There were two curtains. And when there are two curtains.
No, Rabbi Yosi is one curtain.
Rabbi Yosi is one curtain. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you go to the left. Why going to the left? Because there are two curtains. There are two curtains.
The opening is to the right. You have to go to the left of the dorm to get to the top.
Right. If there are two curtains.
You have to go to the.
So the opening, you go in here and then you go around. So then the opening is on this side. When there are two curtains, so you go in this way. You go in this
way. Why from the left side?
Because when you enter, you have to enter on the right side.
That's where it's open.
You want to enter into the room on the right side.
Country.
But if you're having two curtains, this curtain on this is going to be shorter, and the one on this side is going to be shorter. So the way you're going to be able to get in is only on the left side. If you have one curtain, the goal is to enter on the right side. So when there's one curtain,
So what's going to be the problem if you go also on the right side, the first curtain?
Because the curtain is blocking.
It's blocking you because that's what we have two curtains. You want to enter where it's open.
If you,
I make it like this. Here
it's open, isn't it?
Here are the two curtains.
It's
here.
Hanging evenly.
No? Look, here are the two curtains. You see? Look. You see here the two curtains.
Who said it was positioned like that?
That's how the Gemara says. Everyone says this. It was overlap like this. Here are two curtains. Therefore, I want to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim over here on the right side.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? This curtain is shorter, and this curtain is short over here, and this curtain is short on this side.
Right.
So the way I go in is I go to the left, and I go in.
Why can't you go like this?
There's the wall.
Oh, I got it.
The wall is over here. There's nowhere to go. So therefore, how am I going to get inside?
You think there was an open space and both parochas about different sides?
Right, exactly. Here are the two curtains. Here's the wall. So when I want to go in, I'm going in over here. This is the right side.
Right.
How do you do that? So this side, you go into the left.
So how come Tucker was shorter? It wasn't closed off to the...
Because you have to make a wall. You're making a whole... These curtains become the walls.
I got it.
So you go on the left side. You go down over here, then you go over there.
Let's go according to reviews. How did it look?
There was only one parochas.
It went from wall to wall?
It went from year, pretty much.
And you have to open it?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, because there's only one parochas. So there's only one parochas on the right side. And now they can look back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Huda Ramalach Pischa Bedadam Kai, Rabbi Meir Kaman Sule, Ik Rabbi Huda Sule Nail Krabi Huda. Ik Rabbi Yossi Sule Nail Krabi Yossi, Lulam Krabi Yossi, only one perfect Sule. The Abulacha, the reason why I'm not going to go along, I'm not going to hug the wall, I'm going to go between the Mizbeach, in between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, was because the Shulchan is blocking me, because the Shulchan is arranged. Was arranged perpendicular, and it's stuck in the way. The Amalach Shulchan itself in the Dharma Nachem Masafku Mifsukolei Shulchan Vloy Masayolei. That's answer number one. The Ibayi is saying, "Well, the Yola Mizrach Marav Nachem." I'll tell you, there's plenty of room. Umishum Shchina Lav Arachara.
It was like this. It was
regular, and there was room. There was room, but Umishum Shchina Lav Arachara Lemeal, because of the cover of the Shchina that the coverdik to enter Lemeal Lehedya. It's not very
clear. Which direction?
Rashi explains the middle of the head. You rather listen to the head. Rashi explains the middle of the leilich. Aitzel akoysel atzefoni kol orech akoysel v'chol sho'enav nizoynos mibeis kodshei hakadoshim derech derech haperifa shekin hapericha shekinegdei. Another thing Yishol Zev said, he said correctly, is that there's only one curtain. The curtain is slightly opened. It's slightly open on the right side.
It's slightly open?
Yeah. That's what it's saying over here.
It's not all the way to the wall.
It's slightly open. So therefore, if you're going to go along...
What does aprifa mean?
The opening. I think it means like the curling open.
So he has
open.
To go, but the, he has
if
to
you're
going to
go
then?
Along the wall in between the shulchan, in between the shulchan, so you right away you're gaining pleasure from seeing what's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
So you go by the northern wall.
So you go by, and there's only one curtain. Yeah. Look, look at this line. This line is the wall, right?
Yeah.
Here's the curtain. The curtain doesn't go to the very end. The curtain stops a little bit short.
Right.
Inside there is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shechina. Here is the Shulchan.
Yeah.
I could really walk. I could walk over here. There's plenty of room for me to walk. But if I'm going to walk here, I'm peeking inside.
Oh, I got it.
That's not Derech Eretz. So in Baal, we don't want you to peek into this. You go like this. You see nothing until you get to the very front.
I got it.
To lessen your exposure to the beauty of the Shechina.
But by quantum andamand that you
he doesn't have a problem with that. He doesn't have a problem. Why not? Lamel Hegel, it's not Derech Eretz. He holds the Murdig of Art, a sensitivity to Kedusha. Lav Oyrech Ara. It's Nish Derech Eretz. Lamea Lehedia. Period. Rabbi Yossi, Amalecha. Chaviv in Yisrael. What a Gemara. Today's Daf Nun Beis. A day of Chavivos. Chaviv in Yisrael. Shloi Hitzricha Nakosev Lishaliach. Everyone davens for themselves. You daven directly. Asher yedun every day, whenever, every single day. You daven to Hashem. Asher yedun ish nega levavoy. Peras kapo.
Where's this pasuk in Malachim?
Peras kapo Hashem. Chelvo chalvu shaluchon likonets lepumbi to go in directly. Pumfaker.
Are you quoting the?
Pumfaker to go in with pumbi publicly. It's when you want bedavka, the kohen gadol who represents every single yachid. He's familiar with Hashem. He's able to enter behedya. In other words, adrab. We want you to go straight. If you go straight, it's like you are a ben bayis by a kodesh baruch hu.
So it's not a problem if you could see the kachik kodeshim.
Adrab, we want him to see the kodesh kodeshim right away.
Who's that according to?
That's according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir says the reason why that
the mizbeach and the shochet was positioned mitzvah.
Not Reb Meir. Sorry, who's the Reb Meir?
The shochet and the mizbeach was positioned mitzvah lamaris.
Like this.
And yet he still went this way.
Straight. Being dene from the shechina. It's not their cheres, even from the Shechina, the Lava Rechara.
Who holds like that?
A mayor, the second opinion. Top. No, I made a mistake.
No.
I made a mistake. It means the Yesh Oymim, the Yesh and Rabbi Yossi. The Yesh Oymim, who's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you go between you. Rabbi Yossi says you go, the Yesh Oymim says that you go between the wall of the Mizbeach, between the wall of the Azara.
And he prefaces that you don't, the Pasuk doesn't need a Shliach.
The Torah, when you dive into Hashem, by Yidden, everyone can dive in directly to Hashem. You don't have to go to a priest. Right. You dive in for me. By the Goyim, there's such a thing that you don't dive in. The priest dive in for you. No, you dive in directly. So on Yom Kippur,
we have Kabbanis. The Goyim does it for us.
Okay, that's the carbon, but the Tefillah is a different Zach. The Tefillah, just because you bring a carbon doesn't mean you don't dive in. There's always Tefillah. Aaron Rabin was Mispalel. No, that's not true. We arrange our tefillos b'shas the karbonis, but there's a king called tefillah. How could you say that? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were misakin tefillah. They weren't misakin karbonis.
Right, the Chassam Soi has a whole tshuva. Tefillah was always.
Always. They're tzvei zachen. Because we don't have karbonis, so we arrange that our tefillos are done b'shas the karbonis. But tefillah. So therefore, since there's such a principle where you daven, that's why you do it. That's why you can go direct. You can go.
But here Rashi ends.
Lepumbi means in public.
Yeah.
Openly.
The kohen gadol
who represents Klal Yisrael, he goes in straight.
Why? So, because of the chashivas of Klal.
Because he represents the koyach atzfila. He represents every year you dive in directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So therefore we don't care that he sees.
Exactly. When you're familiar, when you're a bala boss, when you're familiar, you go straight. You don't have to go through a ceremony.
What's the gimel? Does he add something then?
Ois gimel. Let's take a look over here. Ois gimel is over here. Kisva yad bip, which is a base.
Okay.
She likones bipumbi.
Yeah.
You can enter in an open fashion.
Yeah.
You can directly gaze upon the Kodesh HaKadoshim when you go along the wall of the Azara between the wall and the Shulchan on the right side. Even though you can see inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim along the very edge that's slightly ajar, according to Rabbi Yossi, holds only one parochus because adrab. This is a revelation of the chavivus of Klal Yisrael.
Elu divrei kimchaim mechalek simetzias.
On a very simple level, we had this many times is that there were different tekuvos in Klal Yisrael. There were errors in Klal Yisrael where the kohen gadol went between the shulchan and the wall. There were tekuvos where he went between the mizbeach and the shulchan. And maybe there were different tekufas if they had two curtains or one curtain.
Yeah.
The Bayis Sheni stood for 420 years.
The things could have changed,
no question. It could have very well been, who was the Mishmar? Who was the Mishmar that week? Every week a new team came into the Beis HaMikdash. And everyone had their Mesorah. They had their own Nigunim.
So Kobe, during the 410 years, 20 years, 20 years, they could have positioned it in different Mishmarav.
Right, closer. Exactly. Yeah. Every mishmar represented.
Are you telling me also the same thing with the parochus? 100%. One parochus, the second. 100%.
It has to be like that. I mean, also, what did the lechem aparim look like? Was it round? Was it square?
So you tell me.
I'm not saying this. I'm far from saying this. Look, there were 24 cities of Kohanim, 24 mishmaris.
Yeah.
Each It's not just Stamol that they divide them up.
But Yidden was also 24 Mishmaris.
For the Mamadais. But there were 24 Mishmaris, and each one lived in their own city, and that means there was diversity. Each, just like in Klal Yisrael today, they are Satma Hasidim, and they are Vizhnitz Hasidim.
Don't forget Spinker.
And they are Spinker Hasidim.
Spink.
Oh, doesn't hear I say that. Okay, they're all different types of Hasidim. And they are Litvaks. And there are all different types of people.
Next.
Mimele, everyone, each one has a different flavor of Yiddishkeit to do things in their own unique way. Weiter in the Gemara. Therefore, Rabbi Huda, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shaloi, Hitzrich, Mekos, Lashlich, Rabbi Huda, Nami, Nail, Ben, Menor, Lekos. Oh, there's one thing that we're missing now. There's one last opening that has not been explained to us. And that is, according to the Halakha, Rabbi Yehuda holds it was a double parayches. There were two curtains, and when there are two curtains,
I thought that was according to the Chachamim.
That's Rabbi Yehuda. That was the Tanakam. I know that Rabbi Yehuda. There were two curtains. Memela, therefore, you have two curtains. Therefore, you have to go on the left, because since you're going to enter on the right, you have to go on the left to get inside.
Right.
So why don't we go hug the, if the menorah is over here? Why can you go between the wall and the menorah? Why do you have to go in between, in the middle? Why does Rabbi say you go like
between
you go like this?
You could go between the wall and the show and, right. And the Menorah.
So why don't we do that? And certainly, you're not even going directly. So Rabbi who the name of the Menorah look like? The Gemara says Mashchere Money.
No, you left it out, Rabbi Yehuda.
Fact the Gemara, fact the name of the Menorah look like. And for the Gemara.
I'm going to say again, review the...
It's a Kasha. Nami, Kasha, Nail, let us enter.
Oh, Nail, I thought it means close.
Nail, let us enter, be Menor, look yourself. And for the Gemara.
And 1 second, and reviewers of the opinion, you have to go between the Shochan and the...
There were two curtains, right, the okay. Shochan and the... There were two curtains, so why go along the wall?
You went between and you went to the left.
Right.
Okay.
So why not go along the wall? And for the Gemara, Mashrei Money, his clothing will get black. Will get dark. He's wearing big day loving, right? Because the wall is an appealing plum, what the Gemara says. The wall.
Because it blackened the wall.
The wall was black.
The Menorah, because
could
so
you imagine? In this Dara to say that word, what it means, the wall was black. So if you're going to rub against the wall, he's wearing big day loving. The Kohen Gadol is wearing big day loving.
The wall is going to get on his clothing.
Yes. The Menorah is burning there, and the Menorah, there's going to be some.
No, it's not burning by the time you go. It's already extinguished.
It's right, but since it burned the whole night, since Bechlal it burned for all the old time, the wall was dark, was stained. The wall of the Beis Hamikdash was stained with.
Does it say that they better go about they ever clean it or something?
I don't know. Right. Maybe Adrabi was annoyed. It was a beauty that it should be stained.
Sure, you're doing the Ratz Nabayir, yeah.
It is annoyed that you see the wall is stained
from.
You
know what Chassam Sofer says? That you know, over Yom Tov, the answer becomes a little because you're holding it too close to the
That's
wall.
Annoying.
That's a shiva. He brings a rabbi, Rekabanas.
So maybe you have
with the bloody.
Right. You go to a shul and everything is rubbed out. The tiles are all broken.
That's a
simon. That's a simon.
That's
ripped. Oh, skvalik.
Yeah.
So therefore, the clothing is mashre money. Oh, Madam Nasan, Amatraksin lo hichni. But now we go back to the Amatraksin.
So black. That if you
just
if you went
it.
Against it, it would.
Yeah,
it would
you touch it. It's like wet paint. They had a sign on the wall of the Azara, wet paint.
Nay, next.
Vaita, oh, Marabinasan, Amatraxin. What is the Amatrax? That's the brick wall that was mafsig between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lo yichli b'chacham ikilafrim kilichot. We're going back now to the previous area. We do not know if this wall has the Kedusha of the Kodesh or the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mask if Loravina, my time, but what's the reason? Ilay, Mushim Dechsev, it says in the Pasik, the Habayis, oh, my phone is out. Let me. Oh no, it's not out yet. Not out. It's not still. Habayis. It's still going. It's still going. How do you like that? 1 second over here. Pull this
you got
out.
Disconnected?
No. Not disconnected. We're still going. I just want to put the battery in. Take off the microphone. No microphone. Now it's going to operate. I have to fill the battery. You can't have everything in the belt. It's either the battery or the microphone.
Nate.
What's more important?
Nate. When it's recharging, you have to talk on a microphone?
I can't have to say, no, I like to use the microphone. The microphone is much, it's a good sound.
Right.
But I only have one port.
I got it.
The Heichel was 30 amas tall, 60 by 20. Uchsiv, and it says
Rabbom. But didn't you tell me it was 80, 60, and 20?
That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
It was 20.
The Kodesh HaKadoshim.
We're now talking about the Heichal.
Right.
Shishim Am Arv.
Right, let's Nachman. I'm getting confused over Nachman. One more time.
Including the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right?
But let's Nachman. We have Bayesh HaBon HaShlom HaShlom HaShlom. Shishim Am Arkoi.
It's just the Heichal.
It's only the Heichal.
Excluding the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Excluding the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Correct. The Eshem Rachma, the Shloishim Amo Kamosai.
The 60 Amo is with the Heichel and the Kodesh Kadosh together.
With the Kodesh HaKadosh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. So okay. Prime,
you, no. Something. Wait. Let's hold off. 1 second. Don't trust him. Let's, one second. Let's go weiter. Uchsiv, it says, the Arboim Bo Amo, it is 40 Amos, Hoya Habayis, who are Heichel?
Oh, he was right.
It says 40 Amos. Can you write?
That's a Heichel. Yeah.
Okay, so you're right. I made a mistake. Dvar B'Shemayim L'chem Tos Hem Yos. It's a grand hall of 60.
Except Shaz L'Fnei Adver Eshem Amo. That's a Kach Kavshim.
Except L'Fnei Adver before the Dvir. Before the Dvir was Eshem Amo Orech. V'Eshem Amo Reichef. V'Eshem Amo Kamosa. It was 20 inside. Inside. So where did I get the number 40 from?
Oh,
this is the Bayis Rishon. You're confusing me. This is the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon was a total of 60. Let's clarify.
Yeah.
The Bayis Rishon, very important. The Bayis Rishon, the ceiling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was different, was shorter than the ceiling in the Heichel. In the Heichel, it was 30 Amos tall, and the ceiling of the Kodesh was 20 Amos tall. In the Bayis Sheni, the ceiling was a consistent 40 Amos. Okay? It was the Mordig Gron, this incredible
Bayis Sheni.
The Bayis Sheni, why it was like that? Not for now. But the Bayis Sheni, the ceiling was 40 Amos tall.
And Bayis Rishon, it was
Bayis Rishon, it was two separate compartments. That's really the basic against of the Gron.
So the Heichel, how tall was
the Heichel? The Heichel in the Bayis Sheni, in the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Rishon was 30.
And the Kachi Kachi was 20. So you're telling me it was like this? It was like in a slant?
Not a slant. It just dropped down. It dropped down. Dropped down 10 Amos. That's what it is. The Gross says because the height of the ceiling is always half of the combined width and length. If the width is 20 and the length is 20, what is that? That's 40. What does half of 40? 20. The Heichel. What's the Heichel? 40 by 20. 40 plus 20 is 60. What's half of 60? 30. So it was two separate rooms. The male, that's why the height of the ceiling was half. But in the Bayis Sheni, it was one big room. It wasn't two separate rooms. They separated the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Kodesh with a curtain. But it was one big massive room. So what was the dimension of the room? It was 60 plus 20. What is 60 plus 20? 80. What's half of 80? 40.
Oh, I see.
So the Bayis Sheni.
So therefore, you couldn't put an armor Taraxin. You couldn't put a.
No, but Bayis Sheni.
Because it wouldn't hold.
The Vilna Gaon says the Bayis Sheni was one big room.
Yeah.
That ceiling has to be half of the combined
width and length.
If the width and length is 60
so then
by
that
20,
means the, that means
80.
The height was 30.
It's 80. What is half? No, half of 80 is 40. Let's go to the Bayis Sheni. Yeah. Let's go to the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni is one big room. 60 by 20.
Correct.
60 plus 20 is 80. It's not really accurate because we know that it was really 61. It was really 61. It's not really 60.
Because of the Amma.
Because of that Amma. So really, it's interesting. Okay, but the Bayis Rishon, it was two separate rooms because there was a wall. There was a wall in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it was two separate rooms. So the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 by 20. 20 plus 20 equals 40. What's half of 40? 20. The ceiling is 20.
Correct.
What is the Heichel? The Heichel is 40 by 20. What is that? 40 plus 20 is 60. What's half of 60?
30.
Isn't this incredible, Gra? You hear the Gra?
It's
awesome. This Gra is awesome.
You actually saw it
or
saw it quoted?
I saw it quoted.
Can you
I saw quoted.
One more time, what you just said, just quickly.
Question: why is in the Bayis Sheni the ceiling 40? The ceiling is a flat 40. 40 high across the board in the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Straight 40, straight. No deviation.
Bayis Sheni.
Consistent. Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, the Heichel had a ceiling of 30, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim had a ceiling of 20. My high. why is the height in general shorter in the Bayis Rishon? And number two, why is it?
Is there
a difference in the height of the ceiling in the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So the Vilna Gaon quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you contract with a person to build you a house, in Shulchan Aruch, can he take you into a Din Torah if the ceiling is not the right size? I want a big ceiling. And the contractor built for me a small ceiling, a low ceiling. So when are you entitled to take him to a Din Torah? The Gemara says, these are the rules. These are the codes for construction. The ceiling is half the combined width and length. Take out a measuring tool and go measure your whole house and see if your house follows these dimensions. So Mamel, in the Bayis Sheni, it was one big room. They happened to separate the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a mechitza, right. Like in a shul. For the Ezes Nashim, you put a mechitza down the middle of the shul. It's one big room. If it's one big room, what was the dimension of the one big room? 60 in length, 20 in width. 60 plus 20 equals 80. What is half of 80? 40. Therefore, the ceiling of the Bayis Sheni was a consistent 40. Got it?
Right.
The Bayis Rishon, it was not one big room. There were two separate rooms because there was the Amotraxin. The Amotraxin was Mavdil Ben HaKodesh Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were two separate rooms. So the outer room was 40 by 20. 40 plus 20 is 60. Half of 60 is 30. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 by 20. 20 plus 20 is 40. Half of 40 is 20. So the ceiling was 20. Shlomi here? You got it?
Yeah.
You hear? You listening?
Yes.
You understand?
Yep.
Good. Now, what about the Bayis Shlishi? What is the ceiling of the Bayis Shlishi?
It's going to be different, I think.
It doesn't say anywhere in the entire Sefer Yecheskel, anywhere, the ceiling height of the Bayis Shlishi.
No.
It's a mystery. Doesn't
really?
Say anywhere. Nowhere. Does not say anywhere.
So
we don't know. We don't know.
Why is it not mentioned Sefer Yecheskel?
Doesn't say. It's a mystery. Nowhere in Sefer Yecheskel is there any remez to the ceiling height of the Bayis Sheni.
Why?
I don't know. So you have to go look. It's very hard. It's very hard. This prokhim are very, very hard.
That's the only thing that's not mentioned?
Other things. Very, very, very fascinating stuff there to learn.
So there's probably a lot of proof just on Sefer Yecheskel how the Besmikdash is going to look. I'm sure there's not just
a lot of Gvaldig stuff. I have a very good Sefer at home. Unbelievable. So there are a lot of stuff that came out. A lot of good stuff. Lots of good stuff came in on this. Vait and the Gemara. So now we go over here to the Amotraxin. The only thing we learned today was the Vilna Gaon was Kedai to give you a hizbir to understand the chilik between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vait. The Abayis, Asher Bono, Shloimoi. Why don't you go ask Shuli, see if he said over this Gra. Shlomi, why don't you go ask him? Go ask him. Go check him. I can't hear you. Microphone.
You have to get to his
shir. Okay. 30. That and now the 30, when it says over here 30, that only includes the heichel. It says the grand total. The grand total was 60 by 20. But then it goes on to say that the heichel was 40 by 20. Whatever it says. And the Kodesh HaKadosh, before the Dvir, which means between the Oren,
60 altogether.
Eshem, it says 20, Eshem Amo, Oirech, Eshem Amo Reichav, the Eshem Amo Kemosai. So here, look what's going on over here in the Torah. In the Bayis Rishon, it tells you.
It's like Eshem Amo Kemosai, but it says in Tanakh.
So we got a problem. I think I made a mistake. I think Dvarim Shamarti Tosem Biyadi. I told you 61. Is that wrong or right? I'm not so sure I was wrong. We have here a contradiction. Over here it says the grand total was 60.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what it says? I'm not making this up. The Abayis Rabbanu Shalom Hashem Shishim Ama Orkoi. The Eshem Amo Rochboy, Ushloishem Amo Kamosai. It says the grand total is 60.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to say, this grand total is 60, but we break it down into two rooms. Correct. One is 40 and one is 20. Well, wait a minute. If you have two rooms and there's a wall that's mavdil between the two rooms, it's not going to be 60, it's going to be 61. So the, you have to then say that it really wasn't. It wasn't. So what are we saying in essence? We're saying in essence, at least one mahalik.
That Amu was part
is
of
that
the
is part of one of the six. So that means either the Kodesh HaKadoshim was really 19,
yeah,
or it means the Kodesh was 20, but the Heichel was really
39.
Malchus Arboim, 39. If the grand total is 60,
right?
The grand total is 60. And then it goes on to say, and this 60 is broken down into two parts, 20 and 40. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, there's a wall between the 20 and the 40. So what are you telling me?
No,
what
so that was included either to the 20 or to the 40.
So that means the wall, here's my dilemma to you.
Either was include. It was part of...
There's something
of,
here doesn't make sense.
That was 40. With Am is 40.
Oh, with the wall.
With, or with the Kachi Kodeshim, it's 20.
Oh, so that means the wall is going to take up one Amma of one of these two chambers.
Correct.
Okay, that's a Chiddush because when it says 20 and it says 40, you assume in this Welt without the walls, right? Yeah. So if you would add up 40 plus 20 and the wall, you would have 61.
Yeah.
61, but we don't want to have 61. You're saying we don't want more than 60 because it says 60. So that means when it says 20, it means really it means 19 and plus one because the wall has the kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Or
what it means, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is always mamish 20, and it says 40, it means really 39 open, including one amma, which makes it 40.
I got it. No, so, but here's a kashi here. In one place it says the height was...
That's another issue. The other issue is that it says that
the height
was
20,
it says it was 30. So that's the difference. It says klar that the heichel, the height of the heichel was 30. The height of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20. Let's read the Gemara again.
Yeah, one place it says
30,
one place it says
20. The eshim rachvay u'sheloishim amakamos.
Correct.
Now that's not accurate either because you're right. You were saying because this says it was 60. We're describing the entire span. It would describe the entire span. You can't say it's 30.
Oh, right.
It dropped down.
Correct.
Right? So you have to answer, it's a doichik, that we're talking about the majority. The majority was 30.
Nah.
I don't know what else you can answer. Okay? Uchsiv. Then it says, the arboim, now we're going to break it down this area. Uchsiv, the arboim ba'ama, hoya bayis, hua hechol, that's lefnei, lefanai. Uchsiv. Then it says, that's the hechol. That's the hechol. Uchsiv, it says, lefnei advir, eshrim amo, eshrim amo, koimasai. Now we have a grand total of 60. A grand total. I told you before 61. That's not correct. At least not.
Let's finish the Gemara.
Ledin and Amitrax and Imahani Eshrim. The Imahani Aboim. Frek the Gemara. The Dilma. How about this answer? Loy Mehani Eshrim. Loy Mehani Aboim. The Chalal Kol Chashiva. Chashiv. Kesom like a Chashiv. No. When the Torah begins, it was 60. The Bayis, Ashabana Shloimai, the inside square space that you were able to derive benefit from was a grand total of 60. How much was it including the walls? 61. The Gemara we were saying is whoever told you that the Amitraxin has to be part of the 60. Maybe it was 61, like I told you originally. See, I wasn't wrong. And therefore, Teda, proof to you. The Kol Hecha, the Kol Chashev, the Kol Chashev, Kol Salim Chashev, Chashev Leilidi Day. I'll prove it to you because whenever the Torah wants to tell you the thickness of the walls, it tells it to you.
Yeah.
And the fact that it didn't tell it to you, it's not a hechel mea al mea la alma, berum mea, koisel ulam chamesh, ulam achas esrei. Koisel tells you the thickness of the wall. So since here it does not tell you about the thickness of the wall when it says 60, we're not discussing the wall. We're discussing the open space. And therefore, the Gemara's maskana is that the wall is not included in the 60. So therefore the Gemara says that we're not including that one amma, the kiddush of this wall can be one or the other.
Because I saw the
Welcome back, Shlomi.
Thank you, Ephraim. See you tomorrow. Okay.
Preservation.